It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Stephen King's horror classic The Shining is being made into an opera. The opera will be based on King's novel, not the Stanley Kubrick film. Librettist Mark Campbell says, "I can't get inside everybody's head and remove their images of the film. When I first signed on to the project, people made jokes like, 'I can't wait to hear what you do with Here's Johnny.' But that isn't in the novel, so I don't have to worry." Composer Paul Moravec has also studied the TV miniseries and says, "I know what's in them, and now I'm adapting the book. It's not hard because the story is so compelling." The media got a sneak peek at the production last week, and reports say the biggest difference between the movie and the opera is empathy. The soon-to-go-insane Jack Torrance talking about what a failure he is and how his family would be better off without him. However, the opera still retains the horror of the original. Premieres will be in Minneapolis May 7th through the 15th. The National Bibliothèque of France has acquired the voice and piano manuscript of Berlioz's The Trojans. Transcribed by the composer himself, it was considered lost for more than a century. It's the most complete version of the opera to date, and the Bibliothèque Nationale has plans to purchase the score after being contacted by Sotheby's auction house about its existence and potential sale. The manuscript had been owned by a private collector. The BNF already has the largest collection of manuscript scores of Berlioz. Elizabeth Giuliani, director of the Department of Music, said that she saw the importance of the find very quickly. The 596-page score has precise stage directions and instrumentations in the composer's own handwriting that were unknown until now. Contains many scenes that were deleted or omitted by publishers. The BNF plans a concert featuring excerpts from the found manuscript March 29th that will be broadcast live on France Musique Radio. Conductor and musician Nicholas Harnoncourt has died last week at the age of 86. He'll be remembered for his groundbreaking work in the field of historic performance. Playing the music of Bach, for example, by doing some research and figuring out how his music was supposed to sound in his time, and making recordings using musical practices and even instruments of Bach's own time period. Nicholas Harnoncourt was a child of Austrian nobility. He became a cellist, and in 1953 he and his wife Alice founded the Concertus Musicus Wien, an ensemble dedicated to period instrument performance. Over the next 20 years in Vienna, the CMW helped establish what became a hugely influential body of work on period performance that resulted in using older instruments, speedier tempos, smaller ensembles, less refined textures, and scaled-back vibrato in their performances and recordings of music of that time. Brian Phillips of MTV summed it up quite well in his tribute to the conductor this way: "Harnoncourt was rarely afraid to follow his insights where they went, even if where they went wasn't what other conductor scholars thought of as historically accurate. He wasn't a dry purist. He was an artist who made period practice a form of liberation, not servitude." For more on these and other items and events, go to our website, kbach.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be listening every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy, playing your top 100 favorites in classical music. For This Week in Classical Music, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College in Arizona State University.